call. Greg Roberts is coming up, former editor of Wall Street Journal, former head of policy, Department of Treasury, to talk about the death of the dollar. What is really happening right now? Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, is our guest. And I'm attempting to take people's phone calls here for him. Scott in Arizona, do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I do. I would like for him to address possibly how to maybe take it a step further when it comes to the chief of police, maybe even, and also for whatever it's worth, I know the chief of police here talks a lot with the head of the fire department too, and how he might suggest some in routes to bring more awareness regarding violations of the Constitution, the flu issue, and one last thing to add to that, Alex, I think this would be an excellent, excellent way for people to get the word out, whether it be copy your DVDs to give them out, or even do like the Sherry Tenpenny flyers. I've handed them out at our school, but the other thing is, besides handing it out at your schools, Halloween, put a copy in every kid's basket and send it home and let the parents pick it out and read it and find it. It's a national holiday. We can expose this massively if people will go make the copies and put it in every single pumpkin that they get at their front door. So, but extrapolate, if you would, please, a little further on the chief of police and, you know, talking to the chief of police about this stuff.
I didn't know they were handing pumpkins out of people's doors. Got kids dragging giant bags of pumpkins. No, I mean, you can give them the, you know, the sugar candies or whatever, and then with it have the candy folded up in a note, a letter to them. Thanks for the call. Absolutely. I mean, if we do what Scott's talking about, all of us just start interfacing with our fellow humans instead of just watching TV all day, this tyranny will start dissipating.
Absolutely. And on our website, you can go and find free PDF downloads of our brochures and pushcards and just print them up on your home computer and hand them out. And our DVD, we're going to start selling on our website too, but you can also get it through $1 DVD Project. He'll have a DVD you can buy and burn it. Take it home and burn it, copy it, and send it out. We don't care about you copying our stuff. Go for it. And spread it around everywhere. Just let them know about Oath Keepers. That's the best thing to do is get them to our website. Then they read other officers talking to them face-to-face on our website, you know, in text and on video. That's the strongest way. But another thing to do in your local community is throw a big barbecue. Throw a party, invite all the local police, all the local firefighters, and all the veterans, and get them to know each other and become friends. That's the strongest thing you can do right now in your community is to make sure that you break down that wall of separation between the veterans and the police.
And call it a tea party. Call it, you know, whatever name you want, so it, you know, so it's what it is, patriotic and mainline.
Call it, you know, Veterans Appreciation Day or whatever. But invite the police and the firefighters to come together with the veterans. You know, call it what you want.
Yeah, we're the real patriots. Stop letting the offshore bankers and their little crooked groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center and others run around and say they're the patriots, and that because we're pro-America, we're the bad people. No, we're the real Americans. And I go back to Ron Paul earlier this year at CPAC, the big Republican convention, and Rush Limbaugh is the keynote speaker. Ron Paul was one of the other key speakers. And Ron Paul gets up and says, Republicans are anti-war. This war is a fraud. He got a standing ovation. Republicans, by and large, aren't a bunch of warmongers either. I mean, that's the issue is we have to take America back.
Right. Stop waiting for someone else to do it. So, you know, in your own local community, get up and do it. Go do a big party in a local park. You know, start some kind of event like that. But the best way to do it, I think, is to first get them together and get them to understand that you're not their enemy. And then after that, start talking to them. They'll just come out of the blue, you know, to an average cop about the New World Order. The best way to do it is to, you know, a little bit of soft sell up front usually works better.
Well, I found it's also good, you know, just the carpet bombing effect of just handing them DVDs, you know, just giving them to everybody. The Obama deception, Endgame, Terror Storm, that can break their conditioning as well. Stuart Rhodes, keep it up, my friend. The establishment looks like fools trying to demonize you because your organization is absolutely just cut 100% to the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And we appreciate you, and keep it up.
Thank you. Hey, Alex, one last thing is we're doing a big drive for the troops, care packages for the troops, starting November 11th.
Peaches, we'll have you back.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose. Don't shake hands. And don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
They've run the system, the whole economic system of the world for the last 2,500 years. So why shouldn't they also run the economic system for the next few hundred years?
So is this some sort of new world order, which Gordon Brown kind of alluded to?
I think the new world order is emerging.
We have to stand up to preserve a republic here and a rule of law, which is under dire threat.
For a couple of hours, you could say Mr. Obama was president of the world.
Obama has made it quite clear by his actions, never mind his words, his actions, as to who owns them, who he works for, and who he serves, and it's not the American people.
Just as George W. Bush betrayed his foolish followers, so must Obama, because his only allegiance is to his offshore masters.
Summers tells Obama what to do. Summers tells Geithner what to do.
So we had Snow, we had Paulson, now we have Geithner. All these people cut from the same bowl of cloth.
All you folks don't even realize that you're helping people that you're associated with, and you should be recusing yourself.
I behaved with the...
You don't think you should have recused yourself?
Every time in history when a group of banks in conjunction with the government was given the power to expand the money supply at will, those economic systems always collapsed.
If they make a mistake, they get bailed out. If everyone else makes a mistake, they get put in jail, called a terrorist.
The tune of $23.7 trillion worth of taxpayer exposure for the bailouts is quite striking.
This is, by probably an order of magnitude, the biggest fraud in history.
Why would you need international bankers? Why would any government agree to use them?
It's nothing more than a private, hostile, corporate takeover.
of every sovereign nation on earth.
So for the first time in history, we really have this new form of an empire.
Fall of the Republic. Volume 1, The Presidency of Barack Obama. Available on DVD at Infowars.com and online at PrisonPlanet.tv. The destiny of humanity is in our hands. October 21st, 2009.
Jones, your host. That is the fourth trailer in the series. We'll have one more on Monday. Wednesday is the release of Fall of the Republic. You can pre-order it now. The orders will ship out in the order they receive. My newest and best film, Fall of the Republic. We are joined till 45 after by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of policy, Department of Treasury under Ronald Reagan, best-selling author, former Wall Street Journal editor, and also a great patriot fighting just the corporate looting that's going on. And he's very critical of George W. Bush. He hoped Obama would be better. Obviously, he's now pointed out that Obama's already, in many cases, surpassed the tyranny of George Bush. Now the outrage of Obama being given the Peace Prize, when he's actually sent tens of thousands more troops to Afghanistan, continuing the torture, the secret arrest. We'll talk about that, the deterioration in the dollar, where all of this is going. Is the headline correct in major newspapers that I read earlier, saying that already government central banks are moving to the majority in buying euros and other currencies as the reserve? We are joined by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Doc, it's good to have you here with us today.
Hey, Alex.
So much is happening. Let's get into Obama and where he's going and the Peace Prize and your take on that.
Well, they gave the Peace Prize to a warmonger, didn't they? This is the guy who started a new war in Pakistan and who has increased the war in Afghanistan. In fact, today there's a report on antiwar.com that he's told the British he was going to send in 45,000 more Americans. And this was part of his guarantee to them to get them to send a few hundred more troops. So, you know, it's I wrote a column about it and said that it took longer than George Orwell thought to reach his version of 1984, but we've now reached it. We've given the Peace Prize to the warmonger. Now, the Nobel Committee claims that, well, they did it they made this decision 2 weeks after his election because of his rhetoric. He was saying, he was talking different from Bush. And so they were hopeful that they could somehow give him the Peace Prize and make it harder for him to be a warmonger. That could work, but I think most likely all it's done is to make the slogan that Orwell has in 1984, war is peace, the reality for us. So now war is peace.
But it has seemed to have blown up in the Nobel Committee's face and making him the head on the rotating board of the UN Security Council, trying to push him as this global peacemaker when clearly he's continuing the exact agenda that we had under George W. Bush. I mean, I think this is one of the straws that broke the camel's back, and I've seen that the Nobel Committee, as you mentioned, is now starting to backtrack and apologize. And I did hear on local radio news, well, actually a national news feed, Fox News was reporting that, yes, he's confirmed that he's going to send 40 to 48,000. You're saying the anti-war has 45,000, whatever it is, over 40,000. He sent more than 25,000 earlier. He secretly sent 13,000 more. That was confirmed. And so he took 50,000 out of Iraq, but then put 50,000 more contractors in. And so I guess this gives new meaning to the word, you know, words over actions, because we've got Code Pink now endorsing the war. Huffington Post just endorsed more war. And so now it's the liberal thing to do to go into the place that no army's ever defeated.
Right. And, of course, you know, the worst part about it is all the people there who will be killed. We seldom kill any of the fighters. Not that we have any right to kill them, because we've invaded them. They haven't done anything to us. But we mainly kill women and children and village elders. And it's just sort of a crazed act of murder. That's all it is, like it was in Iraq. You know, if you count the displaced and the dead, they lost a fifth of the population. And allegedly we did this to benefit them. Well, how do you benefit people when you bring nothing but death and destruction?
What is the agenda? What is the agenda? Why are they expanding into Pakistan? Is it to encircle Iran and China? Is it to control the opium? Is it for weapon sales, the Unocol pipelines? They even admit, I saw CNN with a general admit it was a staged election. I mean, I have to pinch myself every day. What is the point? More troops in Afghanistan means more targets. Those warlords are always fighting with each other over the opium money. It's never going to end. That place has been in war for 2,300 years. Why are we there?
Well, I can't say I know for sure. We're there because of 9/11. Which you and I regard as an inside job. And that was an excuse to start a war over there, but they really weren't mainly interested in Afghanistan. They wanted to invade Iraq. And so it was kind of a beginning of a war that they could spread where they really wanted it. Now, of course, while we're staying there, probably the Israelis want us involved. If we pull out of Afghanistan, then we might not attack Iran, or we may pull out of Iraq. The whole thing that they stirred up with the neoconservatives, you know, would simply pass away and be for naught. So I think the Israelis want to keep us there. And, of course, the military itself does, because wartime is when you get the most rapid promotions. The officers get promoted rapidly. They get, when they retire, they get much larger pensions. The higher up they can get promoted, the better their chances to be consultants to the defense industries, to the Pentagon itself. And so it serves the interest of the officer corps and, of course, the munitions makers, the armaments industries. They give tremendous political contributions, and, of course, they're getting richer and richer from these ongoing wars. And now we have McChrystal over there saying that he needs 10 more years. So that turns it into, what, an 18, 19-year-old war. I mean, a lot of people can get rich, can get promoted, can retire at high pensions. And also, you see, the government, there's a lot of momentum now. And how do you back out? How do you stop? They can't claim a victory. There's nothing they can claim. They don't want to defeat. If Obama pulls out, we know exactly what the right-wing crazies will do. And the neocons, they'll say, see, he's a Muslim. He sold out the country to the Muslims. He's turned Afghanistan back to al-Qaeda. So all those just basic political things play in. But once you make a serious error, like going in there, you get so many interest groups and politics that it makes it hard to get out. So I think probably we'll just expire there.
It's just going to be continual occupation of Central Asia for the foreseeable future. You're right. They're talking about a decade more. That's 18 years. It's like Germany. We've been there since 45, never leaving. Been in Korea for 50 years, never leaving. More than 50 years. And we pay for it. And meanwhile, the weapons manufacturers make a bunch of money. Our troops get killed. but generals get to pin more ribbons on their chest. We'll talk about the dollar and the death of the empire, the fall of the republic.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw in free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
The guys are laughing because during the breaks I do 3 and 4 minute radio interviews. Just did one on 1360 AM in Dallas. There is no doubt I'm the hardest working man in radio. And one of the hardest working writers and researchers out there is Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Always honored to have him. We've got him in this segment, the next. This is a short segment. Dr. Roberts, let's get into the dollar. You know, I got the New York Post saying dollar loses world reserve status. and then says, shows the numbers that governments and central banks, even our own central banks, are converting away from the dollar being the main reserve, though they're still buying treasuries at record pace. And I kind of ignore the New York Post, but then I see it in the Associated Press. It appears the establishment is trying to kill the dollar while pushing us under the water, saying, oh, I don't want to kill it. Here, I'm going to push you under. You're an expert on this. I can't think of a better expert, you know, running the Treasury Department, doing a great job when you did do it, about where we're going in all of this. The banks are reporting record profits on the bailout money. Main Street is evaporating before our eyes, and they're calling this a jobless recovery. What is really going on, Dr. Roberts?
Okay, well, a whole bunch of things, but first for the dollar. What's going on is that since the spring, you know, like in the last 6 months, it's been rapidly losing value, and this is independent of any words that any central banker or policymaker would say. If you ever heard of the Botswana pula?
Yes.
The pula is the currency of Botswana. And in the last 6 months, it has gained 14% in value against the dollar, the currency of the hegemonic superpower. Did you know that the Brazil's real has gained 22% against the dollar, or to turn it around, the dollar has fallen 22% against the Brazilian currency, fallen 14% against the Botswana pula, fallen 11% against the Russian ruble. And why is this happening? It's happening because the accumulation of massive trade deficits over so many years has flooded the world with dollar assets. And now the world is confronted with very large, massive federal budget deficits for this year, for next year, indeed for the next 10 years, according to the latest CBO forecast. And there's no way to finance those deficits. In the past, we've financed our deficits by having our trading partners who earn trade surpluses from our imports recycling the dollars to buy the treasury bonds. But the deficits now are much larger than our trade deficit, and so there's no source of financing. We're getting some help from the fact that all the money we gave to the banks in the bailout, that some of this is being used to buy the treasury bonds. But the world, for the most part, sees that the Federal Reserve is going to have to buy the bonds. That means it has to monetize the debt. It has to take the treasury bonds and create checking accounts.
So the hyperinflation, in a nutshell, where is it going? I mean, they've always talked about killing the dollar. Now they're talking about how it's dying. I mean, is this the beginning of the end? Is there any pulling out?
I don't think they're going to be able to avoid the decline in the dollar's value. It's already happening. You know, it's approaching a parity with the Swiss franc, the Canadian dollar. Anytime the dollar loses 14% against the Botswana pula, you know that the writing is on the wall. So I think right now we're still undergoing deflation from the collapse of real estate values and commercial real estate values and a lot of just failed small businesses. But you cannot monetize debt without the inflation rate turning up. So I think next year we'll probably see the beginnings of inflation. More pressure will come on the dollar because people will say, hey, I don't want to buy those bonds. They're not paying anything. They've got inflation. And at some point, the Fed is going to be really trapped. You know, how can they raise interest rates to attract
borrowers? Doctor, stay there. We got a break. Tell us about it when we get back. This is key.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Right now, that I've been lately pointing out to listeners, I'm in above my head. The good news is, I was in LAX, had police come over that were fans again yesterday, leaving Austin, TSA that were fans again, people on the streets of LA, fans everywhere. Listeners are saying they talk to their neighbors, they're already listening or have seen my films. And I'm just one little gauge, weather vane in all of this. And I'm getting so much coverage and so much attention that it's quite humbling, actually. I'm going to be honest. I don't like it. I like having an effect against the globalists, but the responsibility, and I'm not cracking under it. I'm just trying to grow up a little bit because, I mean, I never intended to be, you know, globally getting as big as Ron Paul. It's very, very humbling. And then I'm trying to make sure I'm accurate. I do a good job. But I guess in what I'm saying here, and I want Dr. Roberts' comment on this, and we'll get back into the dollar, is people are waking up everywhere. I'm on a bunch of big European radio stations today, U.S. radio stations, hundreds of interviews coming in a week. I can't even do a tenth of them. I know Dr. Roberts is in demand everywhere. I know he's seeing a big awakening. But at the same time, it doesn't matter if everybody's waking up. To a certain extent, the establishment – is going hell-bent for leather and are committed, and no matter what, it looks like they're going to kill the dollar. As he said, it's already happening. This, folks, do you know what this is going to look like when not just we have inflation, but we can't buy foreign goods anymore because nobody wants our cruddy dollars, and we don't have any industry left, and we got a police state arrogantly stomping around? Dr. Roberts, I'm ranting here, but I mean, can you extract something from what I've said and give me your take on it? I mean, I'm getting to the point where I feel overwhelmed.
Yeah, well, all those the things you mentioned are the paths we're going down. I think they're going to get in this next year, something is going to happen to push up interest rates, either domestic inflation from money creation. Or the inability of the Treasury to borrow at these extremely low interest rates. And when that happens, then the economy, which is already suffering despite practically zero interest rates, will suffer more. And the unemployment rate, measured the way it was measured when I was in the Treasury, is now 21%. So it can go a lot higher. In the meantime, the corporations are continuing to offshore jobs. They're continuing to bring in foreigners on work visas. And the high rates of legal immigration continue so that there are more and more people competing for fewer jobs. So this has to bring even more pressure on the American people. And they're already suffering. Look, you see... Today or yesterday, it was reported that the investment banks are making so much money, they're back to those massive bonuses. And it says that Goldman Sachs is going to give an average payout of 500,000 pounds, British pounds. That's $800,000 to each of its 5,500 London staff. The senior executives are going to get bonuses of several million pounds, and the top ones, 10 million pounds. That's $16 million. So they're paying out these kinds of bonuses while New York City, for example, now has record homelessness with 16,000 kids in homeless shelters. It's so bad, the city is giving free one-way airline tickets, trying to get the homeless to fly at the city.
Detroit is completely collapsing.
Detroit. But look, here is the telltale sign. New York's Fifth Avenue, one of the most famous shopping meccas in the world, has now got a 15.3% vacancy rate. On Fifth Avenue, in prime commercial real estate, John Williams reported today that when you look at retail sales adjusted for inflation, currently they are at the level of 10 years ago. He says that 10 years worth of retail sales growth has been destroyed. And he, you know, and I agree with him that this crisis is just starting. It's not really even well underway.
And that's the question for you, sir. So the slide you're saying, and everybody else is now saying, you were talking about dollar in trouble 3 years ago. They weren't. Now it's mainstream news. Is it a slow slide into third world oblivion, or is it going to come quicker? And what are the people going to do as New York State has passed 84 new taxes, I was reading last week, in the last year? The government just keeps growing. The government keeps adding people. Everybody I know is having really, you know, seeing cuts in pay or losing their jobs, and the media is saying the economy's recovered. I mean, where is this going?
Well, you know, we don't have, you know as well as I do, we don't have a media. The media serves as the ministry of truth or the ministry of propaganda, you know, and whatever it says is unreliable. Other than the trouble of the dollar, which is in oversupply, we have another amazing fact, and that is for all of this decade, they kept the economy going by growing consumer debt. We've talked about this before. Well, now the consumers are all drowning in debt, and they can't take on any more. So there's no way to expand consumer spending. You know, in the old days, consumer spending grew with the productivity of the workforce, so we still had industry and jobs here. So people would be more productive, their real incomes would go up, they could spend more. That was the source of economic growth. For all the 21st century, the source of growth was driving the consumers deeper into debt. So they would borrow the money to keep the spending going. They would max out the credit cards. They took out home equity loans and spent the equity. And now that stopped. So there's no way to get the consumer economy going except for the bankers who are going to get these huge bonuses, of course, the armaments industries. But except for the super rich, the Americans don't have any income growth.
That's right.
Now they're faced, like you said, with more taxes because the states are broke, the counties are broke, the cities are broke, and the federal government is broke. So they're going to be forced into lower standards of living. And it's going to be really hard on the very poor, but it's going to be hard on everybody. And I don't know whether it'll radicalize the people or whether the government will succeed in blaming Al-Qaeda or terrorists or Iranians or Russians or whoever. I don't know what capacity the people have to realize what's being done to them.
Well, that was my next question. Is the media now saying Iran is killing the dollar? I'm sure you've seen that. I mean, you just mentioned it. And they're saying the Russians and Chinese are doing it. But I read what the Russians and Chinese and the Arabs are saying, and the Persians are saying. They're going, look, all these countries, we keep buying your dollars. We're losing 10% on this in the last year. Your central banks have engaged in the policies that are doing this. Please stop. And then meanwhile, the Federal Reserve comes out and blames them when they're the very group doing it.
Right. See, I don't think anybody's trying to kill the dollar on purpose. I think the dollar is being killed because of the hubris and stupidity of the American policymakers. And the rest of the world sits there and watches this and says, well, look, they're going to kill it. They won't listen. There's nothing we can do. So let's be prepared and have something to use when they succeed. And through hubris and stupidity and killing the currency. And so,
exactly. That's what they're saying. They're saying when America goes down, it's going to be like a hydrogen bomb devastating all the other economies. It's just we're going to be in the middle of the smoldering crater in the worst position. Doctor, what will this look like being a top economist, one of the top economists out there in the world recognized? I mean, we've seen this in other countries and other permutations. What's the best guess timeline on where this is going? Because, you know, 2 years ago, you hoped they would pull out. They're clearly, it looks like you're saying, aren't going to. So what's the trajectory, and what do you expect this to look like in 2 years?
Well, I think it's going to be the hardest on the Americans because, as you said, we won't be able to pay for the imports, and we're very import-dependent, not just on energy, but on manufactured goods and advanced technology products. And if you can't pay for your energy imports, then that disrupts food deliveries and people's ability to get to the jobs. You know, we have this sort of urban, suburban culture where people drive for an hour one way to jobs and back. And so it's all kinds of problems are brewing there. I think it won't be all that terrible for other countries. China, of course, may lose a lot of its the value of a lot of its foreign exchange reserves, which are in dollars, but I don't know that that will particularly hurt them because they've got the technology, they've got the industry, the paper isn't that important to them. And so you may know that Robert Fisk reported from Lebanon last week that China, Russia, including Japan and France, and the Gulf Arab oil interests are already devising a substitute for the dollar when it goes. Now, when it goes, no one really knows. Fisk gives a timeline of 9 years. I myself don't see how the dollar could possibly survive as world reserve currency for 9 more years. And so I think what is going to happen when the dollar loses its status, it's going to put a brake on the ability of the United States to conduct wars. And so we may actually get some peace as a payoff from the collapse of the dollar, because the American power will collapse with it. And I think that's what the rest of the world sees. And I think that's why they're not particularly disturbed by the decline in the dollar, because what they are disturbed by is the American way of being a bully, of being hegemonic, of ordering people around, of purchasing the leaders of foreign countries so that the leaders represent us rather than their own people. People are tired of that. You know, all the threats that we are always issuing to everybody, not just to Iran, but to everybody.
Well, look at how they're trying to use the military. Look at the G20. Look at how they're openly deploying. Now the Pentagon wants 379,000 troops domestically. And in closing here, Doctor, I want to say bye to you in the break because I have a question for you off air. The establishment certainly is full of hubris, the private banking establishment running all these Ponzi schemes. But at the same time, they're gearing up the prisons. They're telling local police, get ready for riots. They've been doing this the last couple of years. They're clearly getting the infrastructure ready for the implosion in the United States. So I think that shows there's a method to the madness, and that they've got some tricks up their sleeves, as the Rand Corporation document said last year, start a big new world war. Somehow they've got a trick. The Anglo-American establishment, allied with Israel, has tricks up their sleeves, and it looks like that's going to be war or giant false flags. Your take on that?
Well, the only way they can have war is the foreigners have to finance it. We can't finance it with no money. I mean, the current budget is 50% in the red. So I think, you know, I do agree with you that they've got SWAT teams everywhere domestically. I see them even in these small mountain towns in North Georgia. They've got SWAT teams, which they don't need for any real reason. And so I do think they expect that things are going to get rough for them. And, you know, Gerald Celante and others are predicting that they're going to be riots and there's going to be a revolution. And I think if the unemployment continues to rise, which I think it will do next year, there's going to be a lot of unrest and gangs and looting, because people are going to be so hard-pressed. You know, in the old days, the Depression, when people lost their jobs, prices were falling. It's different if you lose your job and prices are rising. And so I think they've managed to fix a situation, create a situation that's too big for them to handle. And I'm not sure they can handle the American population. Look, just remember, they could not successfully occupy Baghdad. The United States is a big place. It's a lot bigger than Afghanistan.
That's why they're trying to recruit the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts to spy on people right now. But I agree, it's not going to go well. And it's a disaster. It's like watching a train wreck as it's starting, and we're watching it derail, and cars are flipping over, and people are flying out, and the general public's still in a trance. I think a lot of them are starting to wake up, as I talked about earlier. But people are waking up, but they don't know what to do, and I don't know what to do, because we know what the establishment's done. We know what they're setting up, and they don't care. They're just committed, and they're doing it. And they're wrecking all our futures right in front of us. And I think, like Ron Paul has said, we just got to identify who did it so that they don't use this crisis to get even more power. And then hopefully this crisis, like a fever, will get rid of this disease. And then we can rebuild our country, kind of like after the collapse of Russia. Your final comment on that, Doctor?
Well, Well, it could well be. We'll find ourselves ruled by the IMF. We'll be under an IMF austerity plan, forcing us to balance our exports, imports, forcing us to balance our budgets, the sort of thing that we've done to lesser developed countries for decades. So this may be what we face in the future. The world may say we've had enough of you and your stupidity and all the trouble you cause everybody, and now you're going to do as we say, or you're not going to have any gas at all. So that may be our future. They may put us into the box that we belong in.
Wow. He's the best-selling author of... Tell us about the newest version of your book, Doctor.
It's had a second printing, so it's still available. And it will explain to them how the government has turned law away from being a shield of the people into a weapon against the people. All the things you talk about.
And it's the tyranny of good intentions.
That's right.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
Watch me. Watch me. I got it. Hey! I
got Look, this doesn't have to happen. We don't have to live under this tyranny. We can wake up. We can say no. I know the average person in government isn't evil. I know the average American out on the street isn't a bad person. But you've got to get as knowledgeable about the geopolitical things that are happening, the international finance developments, as you are about football and baseball and acting cool. Believe me, I like going to a football game. If I start watching sports, I get into it within days, and then I'm addicted. But I have to be addicted with real issues, folks. We're going to get hurt real bad. We're being hurt real bad right now. But I mean stuff that makes the Great Depression look tame. 90% of this country was agrarian. 90% of this nation was rural in 1929 to 1940 during the Great Depression. 90% lived in the country, and the majority of them were self-sufficient. Around 80% were self-sufficient, the studies I've seen. 90% lived in the country, 10% in the cities. 90% now, or right at 89, there's actually been a flight to the country by some smart people, but 89%, if you want to get technical, and last year's numbers the latest, now live in the cities. 89%. 11% live in the country, but only about half of that 11%, 5.5%, are self-sufficient. Now, what do you think is going to happen if society collapses like the Great Depression? People are not as moral as they were then. People will steal you blind in a minute. The government isn't going to be there to help you. They're going to be there. If you got money and land and two pennies rubbed together, the cops are going to have you by the ankles shaking the change out of your pockets. I mean, that's what they're doing now. This is not a game. I keep stressing that and stressing that and stressing it and stressing it. And I want you to have a sense of urgency. I mean, I'm totally exhausted. I got home at 3:30 last night, got in bed at 4, got up at 8 after a hard shoot yesterday with Jesse Ventura. I'm not complaining, but I'm here 4 hours, and then I'm doing 2 hours of radio after this today. 2 hours of radio, and I feel guilty when I don't take, literally, lately it's been 10 interviews a day we're turning down. I mean, it's just massive, you know, I'm only the biggest. I am exhausted. I want to go to bed right now. I want to go eat dinner and see my family. I'm not going to. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to have it said that I didn't do everything I could. Now, you don't have to save the world by yourself. But you better put some flyers up. You better talk to your neighbors. You better call into local talk radio or start your own show or do an access show, because the people are ready to hear the truth now, but most of them don't know. Most Americans are so passive, they don't even know who movie stars are, much less sports people, much less their politicians, much less what fractional reserve banking is. Folks, total collapse of society. It's guaranteed now. There's basically no way to even get out of it. All we can hope to do is to warn everybody we can about who did it, because these globalists are going to use the crisis they created to bring even more tyranny in. This is a hot tyranny they've set up. I mean, a bloody one. It's a bad one. We're trying to just save this country and save the dollar. And I'm going to ask you as listeners, please pre-order Fall the Republic. Please buy DVD burners. Please make copies of it. Pre-order it now. It'll ship out to you first. It's coming out next Wednesday, 6 days away. 6 days away from Fall the Republic. FallTheRepublic.com, Infowars.com. You'll be able to watch it first at PrisonPlanet.tv in super high quality. Burn it to DivX. Give it to people. Please. Because if we don't cause a massive awakening, and it's starting to happen, that makes it even more frustrating, because we could really win and beat these people if you take action now. Fall the Republic. Pre-order today. Don't wait. Spread the word about the show. Keep warning folks. We're having a big effect. Great job, crew. Retransmission starts now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.